Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
You know, my life has been traumatic. Hard because of experiencing coming across crazy people or dangerous people. As I said before, dangerous and crazy people come in all colors. I just did a podcast on African American black and black crime, yes, which was horrific. That was a profound effect, but I also have bad experiences of racism in general. You know, it really, as a young child, the turbulence in my home life or life was going on, I read books and I experienced and I saw that my father, the effects of prejudice and racism, because my parents had trouble getting a house. And I didn't know why they had trouble getting a house or moving to places because of prejudice. Well, as a young child, I was called the N-word by white kids, and I was called the N-word, and I was like, you know, I don't use that word, because I realized that word was from African slave owners and what I read in history, and then, you know, I can't use that word as a young child. It's not to be used. I don't use that word in my vocabulary because I was called it so much. So I use all kinds of bad. I'm not a saint. I use all kinds of bad words. But I don't use the N-word because of what it stands for. Because I'm not a slave. You know, it's a word that's connected to violence and bigotry. But the bigotry I experienced. Came, you know, upstate New York in some ways was a safe place. It was more open. But in other ways it wasn't. Realizing that the place I lived, the East Side, was so segregated and then, you know, subtle prejudice. So I didn't, you know, experience, but as I got older and became an adult, I started to really experience it. I got bigger. I used to be skinny, and I got bigger. And I was called the N-word a lot, and I did not use that word. I learned a long time not to use that word, or usually any other prejudice word, because it only incites violence. It makes things worse. And you know, it's prejudice. It's wrong to use it because it just, we're all the same. We're shown 99.9% the same. But my experience, you know, that I couldn't get jobs in certain places because they thought I was probably a predator or a criminal. And that especially happened with prejudice back there. Because they, you know, looked at me and thought, oh, yeah, another thug, another criminal. And I'm not no criminal. That's a stereotype. They should not be racial profiling me to be something I'm not. When I came to L.A., it was profound. I couldn't get jobs or apartments. I couldn't get jobs and apartments in Hollywood because of the way I looked. It was the obvious case where I was on the phone and I was saying I wanted that apartment. It was near Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood. And the way I talk, I guess I talked differently. He didn't see who I looked like. He said, sure, you got the apartment. And I went over there. He saw what I looked like, my skin color. And he said I didn't have the apartment. So I filed a racial discrimination complaint against the guy. So that was not good. I felt a little traumatized by it because I couldn't believe in the 21st century I was judged because of my race. Yes, I think it's hard to, you know, it's hard to fathom that this is still going on in this day and age, but it is still a problem. I realized that as a young child that because of the prejudices, it's important for me to be as good as possible, or at least good enough. Meaning, I had to be a goody two-shoe because I had to act nice, because I don't want people to perceive me as this, that stereotype. So I had to stay away from things that would hinder my potential. Because I was tall and so on, and being also acquainted to what's going on in the history and what the present at the time, I had to do what I need to do to succeed. You know, try to be nice and be a goody two-shoe. I could not, I realized I couldn't, you know, not to go to jail, because if you go to jail and you're African-American, it's like a death sentence because prejudice is so rampant. But my experience were that I was called the N-word. I was prevented from getting jobs in home apartment, as I said, in Hollywood, because of the way I looked. I was racially profiled to be a gangbanger because I had these long T-shirts and I wore jogging pants, and they stopped me. And they thought I was somebody who was involved in some crime, and I wasn't. In L.A., I seen that I realized that while L.A. or where I was born was seemingly blue, open-minded areas, it still was hard to succeed. It was hard to find a job because I get scared to go to people's on the workplaces, you know, if I dress in a suit, which I would dress nice. You know, they see my glasses on and they say, oh, you're intellectual. Sunglasses, they probably think, another predator, another, I'm not that stereotype, okay? I have no criminal record. But in my home, you know, I was, I did suffer racism from some white woman, some white men. They thought I was being too uppity. And that was, when I realized how dangerous that is, because uppity, this, you can't be no uppity. Everybody has, this is America. We're here to make our dreams come true. And they felt threatened by me trying to go to school or try to be in the industry, try to go up the ladder. That's not fair. Well, they said they threatened. This white guy threatened to hang me. He didn't like me trying to better myself. And I realized he was a racist, okay? I don't deal with racism or prejudice of any type of person. I don't hang out with white people who are racist or any race that's racist. Any type of racism is wrong. Any type of prejudice is wrong. Okay, so I'm going to continue to do what I need to do. And racial profiling, yes. He falsely accused me of being a criminal. He told the police that I was a drug dealer or something. And I said, that's not fair. They have laws against racial profiling. You know, I don't think that's fair for me to experience that. It really isn't. But I had to be careful about white supremacy. Yes, there are some people who are idiots out there. They're bad, good and bad people of all types, but they're bad people. But I know that even though people say they're open, when I go to a job, or if I go on music industry, I think I was discriminated because of the way I looked in the industry. Yes, because of my, it's not too many black guys was trying to be a rock star. You know, it's like at that time, you don't look like a rock, I didn't have long brunette hair or whatever. You know what? We should not go by color, but That's what I experienced. But I had to be careful about white supremacy because I would never hang out with any evil human being. Evil is in everything. It's in all shapes and colors. You know, they thought I was dangerous. They really think I'm dangerous. They think I'm, you know, again, a racial profiling has happened even recently. You know, it is, I have to be careful. But again, it was frustrating. It took a toll on me because I couldn't get a job or I didn't understand. Sometimes prejudice has happened where I was living with somebody, you know, experience where I was living with somebody. I didn't do anything to them, and they didn't want me around. They thought something was bad about me, and I said, really didn't say much to them. I did say, oh, you know, I didn't hit them, I didn't threaten them, and I realized it was prejudice. So it really is scary, because in general, a lot of African-American or minorities go through that. I was, you know, I have to be aware, you know, I get concerned about that sometimes, because I said, this should be dealing with this. I'm trying to see people as who, I want them to see me for who I am. Yeah, I have a unique style or whatever, maybe my personality, but not because of the way I look. My color skin should not be a determining factor of what I do, but in this society, it is. And those stereotypes are a problem, or the way I look, because you can see me so big and tall, and they think I'm threatening. I am not a dangerous person. I can have my bad days, but I never went to jail, okay? So you should not be going by how big I am. Oh, you should not be going by if I have a bad day. But it has happened. But I had to be good. I had to be really good because I didn't, you know, it was painful. I realized it was prejudice. You know, it was prejudice. It's there. I had to be really aware. I'm so aware of it. So the way I look or the way I talk and, oh, yeah, oh, I don't want to deal with that. You know, I really don't want to do that. I try to, there's good and bad in everybody. You know, I try to look at people, personalities, character. It's all about your character, how you act toward me. You know, I really learned that a long time ago. I'm from upstate New York, and in some situations I learned that, you know, we're all equal. I felt equal to other races when I was a child, a glimpse, because that's what I was taught to some degree, that we were equal, and that's true. So I felt equal. I did not see myself as, oh, color, or I should go with this color. And, you know, some people who are African-American probably feel that way, you know, grew up like that. I didn't grow up like that. I was equal. So I could be a rock star, I could be a president, I could be whoever I want. And that's the way. But on the other side of the coin, I did experience prejudice. The N-word, not getting jobs, falsely accused of being a criminal, constantly. It did happen. The way I dress, I guess I have my own dress. I was at a Buddhist party, and I was trying to buy a book. The guy thought I was a homeless criminal. He did. He said it. And we realized I wasn't because of the way I was dressed. I had my own style of dress, you know, and I was not a criminal. So the pre-perception I realized that I suffered from was prejudice. Or, you know, but people have said, the guy said, he's going to hang me. He don't want me living here. He think I'm uppity. That's a dangerous person. You know, those type of people, you know, exhibit hateful views. So it's important that people who are African American or who are ever race, well, black people in particular should be careful. Black people should be careful of that. You know, He said he was going to hang me, and I didn't know him very well, and I kept away. But I'm just trying to say the stereotypes is there. I'm very open. I've always been liberal, but I'm not a fool when I look at people. It was just bad. You know, it was just bad to think that way, and I would never. He's conservative. He said he was conservative. So conservative to me, because of my experiences, means, so you're far right, so you're probably closed-minded. So there's probably essence of closed-mindedness. Believe me, I don't care what people's point of view or political point of view. You can think what you are. I'm very open. I just don't want to deal with closed-minded people. You know, I can't deal with that. You know, but it happens. Those stereotypes are there. I try to be good as possible, but I'm not going to compromise my point of view, my personality, because I was an artist. I'm an artist, you know? And I go in the industry and I'm going to sing. I don't care who it is. You just sing whoever you want, black, white, or brown. You know, we're all the same, but some people don't think like that. When I go and, you know, because of the experiences of not getting jobs and not getting homes or places to stay and able to get my foot into the economic or footing because of the way I look, it was prejudice. It was very bad. I written a song about Unique. You know, Unique was about that situation. I submitted a demo tape to somebody in West Hollywood a long time ago, and they didn't. It wasn't about my music. It was about the way I look. They did say, "Are you in a band? This is for bands." And I said, "Yeah." Uh-huh. But they looked at me. They thought I was some thug or some. They really said it. So the image thing was. That's a form of prejudice. I just don't think that's right. You should look at people's talent. So I've written that song. But they, you know, I had to be careful of those types because they thought I was being uppity and they did not want me to succeed. And I don't want that's prejudice. And threatening me for no reason because I want to succeed, boy, I'm glad they have anti-hate crimes. But white supremacy is there, you know, it's subtle, it's indirect. I have my own personality, and I'm sorry, because I know that they're expecting for some ignorant person, me to be a criminal or to be a bad person. I'm not. But I have to accept, you know, it's part of life that I think every African American or any minority is going to deal with in the society. One way or the other, there's going to be some form of prejudice or the sting of discrimination. It has happened. I was very upset being prejudged by how big I was. It may have prevented me from getting jobs and success in this lifetime because of it. Yes, it has. And in the music industry, it was so painful to talk about because of what people have said to me and their perceptions. And it was so painful to talk about because of what people have prejudged me and what then threats racial harm to me simply because of my race. I don't want to deal with no close-minded person. They said, just like the idiots, stay with my own kind. Again, that is racist. That's KKK. I don't want to deal with no KKK-like talk or person or close-mindedness. But, yes, my mental health was affected because I didn't get the apartment in Hollywood. My mental health was affected because they prejudged me because they didn't let me get that job because they thought I was a dangerous person, even though I had no criminal record. My mental health was affected because they prejudged me to be something that I wasn't. Again, it was, as I mentioned before, those stereotypes. They had the stereotype that black men are dangerous, and I am not dangerous. The truth, as I said before, While most African-American men and women are law-abiding, there is a field where there's dangerous people in every race or sexual orientation. We don't hang around with dangerous people. As I said before, if I see that if I committed a crime or did some harm, it will only make it even worse for me because of discrimination in this society. It would be impossible. Whatever I experience now, it would be even more so. So I knew I had to do what I needed to do. I had to be good. But I'm also aware of things. You know, I am always aware. I'm always aware of my experiences. I have to be careful, you know, what I do. It's getting in, trying to make it into society, white supremacy and racism. It's there. It's more subtle now, but it's still there. It's direct. And they racially profile me all the time. People nearby. I don't deal with no close-minded people. If you're close-minded because of race, color, sexual orientation, if you say, oh, it's a sin, did this, I don't want to deal with that. That's being bigoted. Use your religion, fine. If you believe that one lifestyle or one, fine, but that's prejudice, okay? But it's very hard. You know, it's very hard. I think it's very hard economically for anybody to get a job for African Americans. Statistically, it shows that it's even harder. And I'm no exception. I fit into that stereotype, trying to get a job and never got hired. And then I think some of it is just definitely prejudice. Well, you know, it is the truth. I mean, it's just the truth. I get scared to apply for jobs sometimes because I'm like, oh, I wonder what they're going to say when I look, because of the facts of where I applied to that job or applied to that home, that they're going to prejudge me by the way my skin color is or how tall I am. So they equate that to being dangerous. I'm not dangerous. Yes, it did affect me. It affected me in more ways than one. There are stuff that, you know, I don't want to talk about online because it was just too profound. So I get very wary sometimes who I'm dealing with on a daily basis because I have to be careful. Obviously, prejudice because of my uniqueness is definitely there. You know, people make fun of me all the time. They look at my stomach. They look at me. And it's not easy, but to get to the next level in the society, I have to act. You have to act a certain way. But I don't want to compromise my beliefs. But white supremacy is wrong. Any type of prejudice is wrong. Okay, so that's what I will say on that topic. As far as the threats or so on, or the way it harassing me because the way I look. I mean, you know, they have hate crime laws. Yes, discrimination has happened when a guy didn't think I owned my property or thought I was a drug dealer recently. They target me because they don't want me to live here. They don't want me to succeed. And then I realized I didn't know why because I didn't do anything to them. They were Caucasian. You know, they're Caucasian and white. I mean, I didn't do anything to them. And then I realized it's because they're prejudiced. That's not right. Then you know why I had to report discrimination of race all the time when that happened, and I did. And, I have to be very careful. I have to really be very careful who I'm dealing with because I ain't going to be just like, any person who can observe, I ain't going to be the next statistic of the innocent African-American being killed by a white supremacist. I am not going to be no statistic. So while I keep away from those types, I have to always keep away from close-minded types or people who seem threatening because in society, you don't know who you're dealing with. You know, but going for jobs or homes, that's the difficult part because I want to be treated for who I am, what are my abilities. If I don't get it, it's bad enough that I don't get it. because of my abilities, but that's okay. But if I'm getting judged because of the way I look, that's not good. So it has happened to me. So, yes, I've suffered a form of discrimination, the sting of discrimination in employment a lot. And I did suffer a form of discrimination in my home life, yes. Just because I'm liberal or just because I have my own way of march to the beat of my own drum, that's not fair. I try to be open, but I cannot be open to an idiot. But again, I had to protect myself. I'm glad I got those anti-hate crime laws in California as well as in New York because I got to be safe. But I also have to be aware of my surroundings. That is the reason why I don't drink. Because if I drink, I'll be like, lose my inhibitions, and then look what happened. But that's not the only reason I don't drink. Let's look at what happened to my dad. Experiences I saw with my dad and what happened. Yes, my dad and mom experienced discrimination. And alcohol had destroyed my dad. And so I saw how it affects what it did. So I had to be very careful. So I had to be open. So I had to keep away from it to be always aware. You know, I'm not a saint. I never was. I'm imperfect. I always have been. But still, I had to be careful. Because white supremacy has no place in the society. And the people who target me in this, my building or someone who target me for discrimination should not live here. They should be investigated for a hate crime and they should go to jail. Or any type of discrimination should not be tolerated. Because the society has progressed to the 21st century to where all people are treated equal and no one should be targeted. We came a long way, but we got a way to go. If you're discriminated by anything, by anybody based on race, color, creed, sexual orientation, sexual identity, you should report it. Nobody should be discriminated. I was, and it was very traumatic. Good day, good night from Dub Night.